addressing, as you undoubtedly know, the issue of, again, we spoke about Psukim D'Zimra. Psukim D'Zimra, as you know, begins with Baruch Shama. Generally, that's the opening of Psukim D'Zimra, and it ends with the Bracha Achrona, which is Yishtabach. The three major components of Psukim D'Zimra, we indicated based on the Mishnah Berurah, quotes in Mishkanos Yaakov, are Baruch Shama, Asher, and Yishtabach. So in Ashkenazi, cannot skip Baruch Shama, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. Those three items must be said at Tzad of Sukkot D'Zimra. Asfardi, based on the Mechaber, based on the Rambam, if he comes late, he can actually skip the entire Sukkot D'Zimra, and he can begin with the Brachos of Kriyat Shema after Baruch. However, that's not the Ashkenazi position. Ashkenazi position is very clear that one has to say minimally Baruch Shama, Ashrei, and Yishtabach, maximally, of course, the entire Sukkot D'Zimra. That's the ideal. I mentioned already last time the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara asks a contradiction. First, the Gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Yosi, Yehi Chelki Im Gomri Hallel B'chol Yom." Let my share be with those who say Hallel every single day. Ask the Gemara, "How could you do that? Hakor Hallel B'chol Yom Harisim Mecharif Megadif." You're guilty of blasphemy, a blasphemous behavior. So the Gemara answers that whether you're not allowed to say Hallel every day, that's what you're going to say. Hallel Mitzri. Hallel Mitzri is Hallel we say on Yom Tov, is we're asking Hashem to perform miracles, overt miracles. Hashem should engage in supernatural, metaphysical kind of behavior. That's something which is blasphemous. We're not allowed to ask Hashem on an ongoing basis to perform such miracles. However,
Hallel isn't asking, isn't
it
thinking?
Hallel is Shevach. So we're saying Shevach v'hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do it on Yom Tov, we do it every day. The distinction between Yom Tov and every day is that on Yom Tov we're thanking Hashem, we're praising Hashem for supernatural miracles that Hashem intervenes in nature in order to essentially subvert nature. Hashem came. So the Zimra, we're talking about Hashem as he appears in Teva, in the natural phenomena. That's what we are describing here in the Sukkot Zimra. So that is considered to be something which is praiseworthy. Yehi Chelki, Rabbi Yossi says, Migomri Hallel B'chol Yom. Let my chelik be with those who say Hallel every day. That's a good thing. That's a positive thing. Mashen came, the Hallel of Yom Tov, where we are praising Hashem for miracles, overt miracles that Hashem performed, that is something which is inappropriate to ask Hashem to perform on a daily basis. So there's a fundamental question whether, what exactly is the nature of this Sukkot D'Zimra, this entire body of this collection of primarily, as I said, from David HaMelech. Shirei David Adecha Nehalelcha Hashem Elokeinu. We're going to use the Shirim of David HaMelech to praise Hashem. Are we talking about a Din Hallel? That's what the Gemara seems to imply in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that we're discussing Hallel, praise, that one gives Hashem's Baruch over a natural phenomena, over the natural handiwork, over Teva, or, essentially, is this a new Halacha? Why are we saying Psukkot D'Zimra over here? Because of the Gemara Brachos, that I knew Ari, you would be familiar with. The Gemara says in Amud Beis, before a person can go ahead and ask Hashem for bakasha and ask for a supplication and all types of requests and the like, what does the person have to do first? Shevach. There's a seder. Rashi actually has a similar comment in Maseches Brachos. Rashi in the beginning of Brachos, when Rashi speaks about the din of smichas gula l'tfila, Rashi says there are two bases for smichas gula l'tfila. Smichas gula l'tfila means that we attach Kriya Shema to the Bracha of Gal Yisrael, and that comes before Shema Nesvei. In other words, we essentially have to follow a certain kind of road. And the road is first Shevach, and only after Shevach then we can engage in Bakasha. So it could be that even though the Gemara is talking about Shema Nesvei, when the Gemara says, the Odom Yisada, Odom Shivcho Shavokim, the Havi Yisbala, correct? What's the Seder of Shema Nesvei, the Brachos? First three Brachos are Shevach. The intermediate 13 brachas are bakasha. The last three brachas are oda. Excellent. So that's to say, they're based on that Gemara. The first, the person has to present Hashem with praise, with shevach. Only then can you engage in bakasha. And then, of course, at the end, you thank Hashem for that which He has vouchsafed to you, that which He has provided to you. But some claim that the Psukkot D'Zimra also is a similar kind of halacha. As a matter of fact, the Rif and the Rosh quote this Gemara in the context of Psukkot D'Zimra. They quote the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara that says, Lamed Beis, the Olam Yisad, Olam Shivcha Shemokam, the Achakal Yisbalel. They quote it as not referring to Shmonesi, which is a simple pshat in the Gemara. But they quote it as referring to what? Psukim de Zimra. So you see that Psukim de Zimra, one can view it in one of two ways. Either Psukim de Zimra is, as the Gemara says, the Shabbos Kupshi Ches. The Gemara points out that it's a din halal, but this halal is that which is ideal, because we're saying halal over nature, over Hashem's performance in nature. I think I mentioned last time that we, if you take a look at what's on the Halalukah, especially one of them that always I find to be correct. I'm very into that particular Halalukah because I lived in Toronto, as you as well do. You have the great schools of living there. We read the following. Hano saying Shele Katzomer in the Halalukah Kitozamer Lokeno, page 40 in this, in my siddur. Hano saying Shele Katzomer, Hashem sends Sheleg as Tzomer. By the way, St. Louis also has a fair amount of snow. Kfor Ka'efer Yefazer. Kfor, of course, refers to frost, like hoarfrost. Hashem spreads. Mashich Karko Gefitin. Like pieces of bread. Icicles. Karko. Kerach, kipitin, like pas, like bread, lifnei karasa miyamo. -19 degrees with the wind chill factor in Toronto, Canada. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Of course, once Hashem appears in the scene, Yishlach Dvar V'yam, saying Hashem can melt anything. Yashe Ruchal Yizlumayim, etc., etc. So we see here that the Pesukim de Zimra relates to natural phenomena, and that's what we're saying halal over. So you hear what I'm asking? I'm not asking. I'm just pointing out a machlokes. That there are two perspectives on Pesukim de Zimra. One is that Pesukim de Zimra is essentially Halel Shevach Vodot Hashem Yisbarach, which of course is not only permissible, but something which is ideal because one should praise Hashem through his handiwork in nature. Or the other possibility is that this is a fulfillment of the Gemara Brachos, the Olam Yisad, the Olam Shir Kol Shemok, and Yachav Yisbala. Yeah.
So we already praise Hashem and Mosim. We say,
you're asking a good kasha, but that is part of Vaidah, correct? It's cool. Generally speaking, these two go together. Bakasha is really a separate and completely independent, autonomous kind of realm. However, Shach and Vaidah always go together. So there you have the last brachas, the last three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, and that's where you have, number one, the bracha of Modim, number two, bracha of Atos Shimcha, Ulchana the Hodah. So number three, the bracha of Sim Shalom. So there you have both elements of Shevach and Hodah. Because Shevach and Hodah are really a combination. Are really go together. Bakasha is already something completely independent, totally separate, totally disparate, something which is autonomous. And that's why Bakasha is sandwiched between, on the one side, Shevach, first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, and on the other side, Hodah. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Mechayim Esid.
Shalom.
Chaim Mason.
Arise from.
Shloshim Yom. Baruch Chaim Mason.
We can't you also say another question that, according to the Gemara now, is that don't the Ashkenazim have a chiyuv and let's say the Halukas as well as Ashrei?
I mentioned that Lachatila, of course, one should do so. But the evidence, if one comes late, the Mishabruah calls from the Sefer Mishkan as Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kalina, that minimally one has to say Baruch Shana Ashrei Yishtabach. Sfardim. We'll follow the Chavir. You can skip the entire Pesukim de Zimra. I mentioned in Rav Soloveitchik that he was Medayik in Lashon HaRambam, that Shivchu Chachomim, the Chazal, were Meshabeach, someone who says Pesukim de Zimra. It's a Midas Hasidus. It's a good thing, obviously, including the Halukas and saying the whole thing. That's why I try to arrive davening way before so I can say the words with some degree of Kavanah. We just presented the following Chakira, which is a Machlokas among the Dolei Aposkim, what the basis of the Zimra is. Is Pesukim de Zimra a din in Halel, but it's a Halel which is permissible and even ideal because it's a Halel over nature? Or is Pesukim de Zimra essentially a Kima of Gemara Brachos Lamed Beis, you didn't get to yet, but hopefully soon, the Odom Yisadur Odom Shir Kol Shemok on Be'achag Yisbal. It's the same that the way we daven for Shevach and then Bakosha, and that's what Pesukim de Zimra essentially represents, the idea of Shevach. The Nafkamina, of course, would be between these two Tzadim. I just presented, and you just arrived on the scene in time for that, is the following. Namely, let's have a person skip Pesukim de Zimra in order to daven Shul B'Tzibur. You want to daven Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, so you skip Pesukim de Zimra. So if you, is there an obligation to be mashlin Pesukim de Zimra after davening? Or can I be mashlin? Maybe Avraz Mano, but the Karbono, even though there's no Karbono over here. But still, Avraz Mano, once the time has passed, perhaps I can no longer say Pesukim de Zimra. So if it's a din tefillah, that a person wants to be Mesader, Shivcha Shemokim, Vachachin Yisbalo, first say Shevach, and then followed by Shemoneh Esrei and Bakasha, etc. So then, obviously, this inyan is no longer relevant. But if we're talking about Midin Hallel, the din is one can say Hallel Kalayim, it's a Mishnah Megillah, the Chaf. That one can say Hallel the entire day. So here, one can say Hallel the entire day, and Pesukah Tziva can be said after Davki. If, however, if we're talking about based on the Gemara Brachas, first it has to have a Seder of Shevach, followed by Bakasha, obviously that Seder has been completely and totally undone, and therefore I would not be able to be mashlim after. Now, in general, the Shulchan Aruch writes the halacha Simanun Beis on Chelek, and Simanun Beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes if a person skips through the Zimra, Yisrael Tzilah B'Tzibur, he has to say the Pesukah Zimra after davening, but without the bracha Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. Of course, the question is if it's Midin Halal, why can't he say these brachas? If it's Din Tzvila, why do you have to be mashlim of Sukkim? But in general, we assume that both of these dinim are operative. Midin Halal, Midin Tzvila. That midin tefila it's a chiyah, midin halal it's only, as I said, a midas chasidus. Anyway, whatever the case is, we generally assume that as far as this is concerned, for Ashkenazim, certainly that there's an obligation to go ahead and say Sukkot the Zimra prior to Birchas Kriya Shema and prior to Shemoneh Esrei, minimally Baruch Shem Asher Yishtabach, and maximally, of course, the entire Sukkot the Zimra.
What did you think, though, that if it's big, kind of for the Gemara Brachos, that there would be Bakasha and Shevach Vadaya all in within Pesukah Zimra?
It cannot be. That's the nature of Pesukah Zimra, is that Chazal were misaking, again, based on what I just told you. Pesukim of Zemer. Zemer means song. Generally, when a person is in a situation where he's stressed out and he needs to ask Hashem for different types of supplication, he's not involved in song. Pesukah Zimra is song.
Different
types.
So
that
why
would
you say it's different
types?
Okay.
Like,
why do you have
the
Havamina?
That
this is trying to be big
B'chayim, the
Gemara.
It's not a Havamina. I explained to you that the riff and the rush.
No, I know.
Say it. They are Rishonim. Two Rishonim explained that this Gemara refers to Pesukah Zimra. The Pashup Shad in the Gemara would seem to refer to Shemoneh Esrei. The Olam Yisad, Olam Shifu, Shavakim, Hachag, Yisfalel. First Shevach. We have a Seder. Shevach, Makoshim, Odom. However, the riff and the rush understand this Gemara is referring to Pesukah Zimra as well. So apparently, their understanding is that even overall the entire configuration of davening, not only the Shemoneh Esrei, but the whole configuration of davening has this kind of a seder. That's their assumption. You can obviously disagree, but that's what they assume. Let me just say one thing, and that is that I mentioned just now the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Mishnah Yosi Yaakov, that since we have Baruch Shama and Yishtabach, goes back to the days of Tanoim. That's why his feeling is better to daven b'yichidus. So I'm going to skip Baruch Shama and Yishtabach, better to daven b'yichidus, to daven what? Alone, than to skip Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. And that's what's written, actually, it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch, actually, in Simanun Beis, writes over there that what you should do, if something this happens to you, you should read the Pesukah of the Zimra without a bracha, without saying the Baruch Shama, etc. But the fact of the matter is that there are those who claim that you are not going to say the Pesukah of the Zimra after that. You have a Shulchan passage like that. It calls for Mishonim. If you skip Pesukah of the Zimra and you don't say it in the time when you're supposed to say it, and now it's after davening, what's the din? You cannot any longer say Pesukah of the Zimra. He writes also al Pi HaKabbalah. He claims that's the Derech HaShulchan, that's what he writes. And in Shev al Tasa Odit. But that was, the truth is, there weren't poskim who held like that. However, it seems to me that Yesh Mokom, as I said, to hold like the other poskim, and you can be mashed. Yeah.
If you're trying to, like, say, first say Pesukah of the Zimra, and then like, quickly catch up for Shemoneh Esrei if one's late, when's the last time that you can get in on the Shemoneh Esrei and we can...
These are Mishnayis in Brachas. There's a Zman Tefillah. So you have to be careful to try to make the Zman Tefillah. These days, for example, the Zman Tefillah is, there's a Zman of the Kriya Shema, there's a Zman Tefillah of the Gra, and the Zman Tefillah of the Magad Avram. There are two Zman Tefillah. What time is it these days? I think it's pretty late, because Masikin is quite late today. Masikin is there at 6:30, so I assume it's probably around 10 o'clock, 10:30.
I didn't even know like actual time event in terms of like to be considered B'tzibur.
No, you consider B'tzibur, you're asking a good kasha, that's not a kasha. So the answer is, as long as one is within the first eye, one is davening Shemoneh Esrei, when B'tzibur is davening Shemoneh Esrei, and let's assume somehow, it's hard to know what the shiur is. I think the Tosfos said
9:34.
Okay. Who's that? The Gra or the Magad Avraham?
I think it's the Gra.
Okay.
I think
the Magad Avraham actually is earlier. The Gra is later. 9:34. But in terms of your question, you have to try to be within the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei means that, yeah, as long as they are still within the first three brachas, how much time does that take? It depends. Obviously, I cannot tell you, really give you, quantify it, because different people take different amounts of time to go ahead and say the first three brachas of the essay. Let's assume it's a few minutes, let's say.
I think Rabbi Schneider said that, like, if people are in the middle, then it's considered a tzibur if you wait until the chazan starts with the shots, and then you say,
by the way, many poskim say, let's say a person realizes that he's not going to be able to keep up with the tzibur. The tzibur davens very quickly. And he davens for an essay very slowly. So what should he do? There's a whole discussion. The poskim I'm going to get to eventually. Namely, should he actually wait to davens for an essay when the tzibur starts the chazan shots? Well, no, he should start and then go on his merry way and whatever pace he takes. This is something of a big discussion. There are different opinions among Dalai Poskim. I happen to be a very lucky man in one respect, because I daven in a shul where I know the rabbi. Because I know the rabbi of the shul, and usually he waits for me. I don't know exactly why, but that seems to be his practice. The rabbi waits for me. So it's really very nice of him. And as a result of that, so I never run into this problem. I daven almost all the time in that particular shul. I like the rabbi of the shul a lot. So I daven in his shul. But others who don't have that, shall we say, mazel, and they daven where people sometimes daven quickly. So this is a big discussion among the poskim what to do. But what Rav Shneider was telling you was exactly based on the second approach, namely that if you daven chazar sashatz together, yosei and yosh v'nesu v'lachash, and they're doing chazar sashatz, and then you have a key in Batzvila v'tzibra. By the way, the so-called Heil Tikkun Shemesrei, you know, what many people daven this short Shemesrei for Mincha, seems to be a popular practice.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were very opposed to it. They held it was not right. You have to have Chazar Sashatz, and that's the din. And so here's also a big machloket between Rav Soloveitchik and others. Rav Soloveitchik held that... Okay, that's correct. Not the Chatzilah, but beside that, Rav Soloveitchik held that what you have to do is you have to start your Shemen Esrei together with the Shiat Tzibur, who starts the Shemen Esrei right away. Correct? You have to start with him. And others say, no, you listen to Shemen Esrei, and then you have to finish his Kedusha. And you go back to the Shemen Esrei. This is something of big machloket among poskim also with reference to the same issue. The question is, what's called Tfilah B'Tzibur that we have to be medaktik about?
I heard one person also say that, as long as there's still one person in Tzibur Dabi.
Okay, Yesh Mesek, I'm Kim Mashu. There is something to that. We have to discuss it, and that needs also, I'm going to talk about that with another as well. Okay, I'm going to stop now, but the Shabbat. Nice to have all of you back, and I hope we'll be able to, out of every way, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's when I do my thing. Otherwise, I have a consul Shlita.